This week on Under Construction with Chadwicks.
We've about 20,000, just under 20,000 people involved in apprenticeships. That's up from about 8,000 about 5 years ago. So there's been a big push on by government and by Solace to try and raise the awareness and get more people involved in apprenticeships.
Seatbelts on. Check your mirrors. Volume up. Up. The Under Construction podcast with Aidan Power and Fred Cook starts now.
And welcome once again to the podcast. Hope you're doing well. This week, it's all about apprenticeships. Chadwick CEO Patrick Atkinson will discuss why we need more apprentices and what needs to be done to remove the stigma surrounding them. Dermot Carey from the Construction Industry Federation will be telling us about some of the government grants and incentives available to employers for taking on an apprentice. And it's back. It's our joke of the week. Now, John Flynn is still top of our joker board, but this week, Don McCarthy is aiming to knock him off top spot and hopefully pick up the Chadwick's Tool of Dreams. Mr. Fred Cook, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, mighty Aidan.
Hey, did you have to serve an apprenticeship in comedy like you would in the construction industry?
I did, yeah. I guess I supported loads of comedians and I learned a lot from those guys. I supported Tommy Tiernan for two years. So that was great. And you think, you know, there's lots of pranks in comedy circuit. We're natural clowns. But what I was amazed by in the construction site is there's just as many pranks, obviously, where I live at the moment, there's so much going on with building, and a lot of the builders are telling me that you know, they're pranking all these new kids who are new to the job. Now, right. Some of them were quite obvious initially. I got the first one myself. Like, one kid was sent off to get a bucket of steam.
the poor lad.
But the bit I love about that was the guy behind the trade suppliers, behind the desk, he says, if another kid comes along under the age of 17, he's asking for a bucket of steam. I swear to God, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm busy enough these days without having to deal with this. Another one was a skyhook. He was sent off to get a skyhook. I was like, that,
do you think people are actually falling for this?
But you know what? When you're, I guess if you're arriving to your job and you might be kind of half asleep and a bit tired in yourself, you know, you don't ask questions. Your natural assumption is these guys know what they're talking about, so I'm going to get them a skyhook.
I'll do what they tell me to do.
And I'll find out what the skyhook is later on, but now I'll just get it. A skirting board ladder. That was the other one. I had to laugh at that. Come on, a skirting board ladder.
That's good.
Yeah. And so, but then some of them were more physical. I went online to see what more pranks could happen. And one guy was asked if he could jump start a chainsaw. This is what he was doing. Instead of he was running the blade along the cement floor trying to get the chainsaw working. So, and he kept doing it for a minute while the guy was laughing, you know. Other ones now can be a bit cruel, and there's a lot of pain involved as well when you see what happened. These builders, right, they're all kicking loose pipes, you know, like trying to get it into the goals, right? Just loose pipes. But one guy new to the job, he didn't know that one of the pipes was actually buried into the concrete.
Buried into the concrete.
And if you watch it, he really hurts his leg. You know what I mean? It's like they're all laughing, but then there's a bit of silence going, are you okay there, Shane? Sorry. it was only a joke, you know?
Frank backfired.
Exactly, yeah. Nailing the toolbox onto the floor. Simple yet
fun. Gluing stuff down on them, gluing their tools and things like that. All right, let's hear from Tara Garvey. Now, Tara's a tiler. She's based in London, and she's got in touch to reveal some of the pranks that she's come across over the years on site.
Hey, this is Tara here. I have got a few funny stories that's happened to me over the years that I've witnessed. So one of them was when I'd be on site, the lads would often ask the new people on board, would they go and get the stripy paint? And the other famous one was the glass hammer. Bye.
Thanks, Tara. Glass hammers and stripy paint. And what about if anyone has ever found the bubble for the spirit level, can they please get in touch with the podcast? Because we're still looking to find out where we can buy one. Can you get one of those in Chadwicks? Anyway, if you want to share some of your best pranks from a job that you've been working on, you can get in touch. Our contact details are in the podcast description.
Trade talk, tips and banter. This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Well, now it's time to welcome to the podcast the big boss man of Chadwicks. It's Patrick Atkinson, CEO. Hello, Patrick. How are you?
Hi, Aidan. How are you doing?
Oh, you sound a lot friendlier than we were expecting. We were like, oh, CEO, big boss man. Maybe he's a scary man. Not at all. Pat, thanks for joining us on the podcast. It's all about apprenticeships this week. Give us a sense to start, Patrick, of apprenticeship numbers and the likes in Ireland at the moment. Are they up? Are they down? Do we need more?
Well, we definitely need more. At the moment, we've about, across the 4 years of apprenticeship, we've about 20,000, just under 20,000 people involved in apprenticeships. That's up from about 8,000 about 5 years ago. So there's been a big push on by government and by Solus to try and raise the awareness and get more people involved in apprenticeships.
And would that kind of be in line with how the housing market and the crash and all those kind of things, numbers fluctuate as a result of that?
Yeah, and but we're falling well short of where we need. I mean, obviously construction has gone way up in the last few years. And probably because there's a four-year period where for apprentices to qualify, you know, there's always a lag behind when you get the market turning up from the number that we have. And then, you know, it's cyclical business. So by the time it gets to the top and we've got enough, it's starting to go down again. So, and that's one of the big problems we have with apprenticeships.
Okay, so 4 years is the term for an apprenticeship. What age can you start at?
You can start at the age of 16. That's a minimum requirement. And what you really need then is to have done your junior cert and get 5 D's is your minimum requirement. So,
sorry, Patrick, how long would an apprenticeship usually last?
So between 2 and 4 years, Fred, because it depends on the type of apprenticeship. So there's 27 different craft apprenticeships and there's about 35 others. So whether they're Q6 or Q7, and they go up as far as Q10 in terms of their level of education. So it's, typically 4 years for anything in construction.
Have Chadwicks taken on many apprentices, Pat?
We actually don't take any apprentices on because Aidan, that's not what we do. Apprenticeships are really for people who are in the actual construction phase of the supply chain. So we supply a lot of materials, but we don't actually build anything. What we have done is we've developed our own traineeships, which in association with the College in Tala, just to bring in young people to teach them about how to be part of the builder's merchanting trades. We teach them about products, about the needs of our customers and all of that. So we have been running that for the last couple of years.
Okay. What are attitudes like towards young people taking on apprenticeships, Pat?
It varies. You know, there's been a recent survey done and about 10% of those who are involved in apprenticeships have heard about apprenticeships from their career guidance people. About 75% of them hear from family members or friends who were involved in apprenticeships. So you're much more likely to become an apprentice if you've been part of a peer group or family have been involved in apprenticeships. So if your dad was an electrician, you might look at becoming an electrician or a carpenter or a plumber because you're familiar with that. When you look outside of that, people who haven't been involved in apprenticeships, it's looked down on. It's kind of a second class citizen, I think, in terms of, you know, we have a high degree of access to universities in this country. We get a lot of people going that, and we put great store in that, and I think that's a positive thing that we educate a lot of people to university level. But we don't always see apprenticeships as a credible option. When you look at you know, about 5,000 young people going into apprenticeship every year. We have 80,000 people doing Leaving Cert, you know, and the same number doing Junior Cert, and you only need Junior Cert to get in. So it's actually a very small number. You know, it's kind of 2 or 3% of people leaving school actually end up in apprenticeships.
Patrick, is there any parts of the trade that are seeing a shortfall in apprentice numbers?
Every single trade is seeing a shortfall. Again, in a survey done recently, 86% of all construction companies said they were short of skilled labor. So it's massive. But what we're seeing is there are some trades where there are no apprenticeships in at the moment. So we've no one in tiling, we've no one in painting, we've no one in plastering. Like, these are key skills that we need in this country, and people are not opting to do them as apprenticeships at the moment.
So, Pat, you're involved in trying to raise awareness, but tell us about the Access Apprenticeship Program, what's involved and how people can get involved.
Yeah, so I got involved in that. I was involved, very involved with World Skills over a number of years, for about 10 years in a previous life. And I sit on the board of World Skills Ireland. And out of my association with that and with TU Dublin, I agreed to chair an advisory board, which allows for a program called Access to Apprenticeship to happen. That's funded by private sector. And basically what that does, it takes inner city children who have fallen out of the formal education program. And we put our arm around them and say, come in and work with us for 12 weeks. We give you access to 10 different skills. And if you can find one that suits you, we'll get you some work experience in that. And that then hopefully allows them. I'm going to use the term backdoor into an apprenticeship, but it really, without that program, these young people wouldn't otherwise be able to get access because they may not have the proper junior cert or have fallen out of education earlier than that.
And as well as the numbers being down, particularly, Pat, when it comes to women, how short are we falling when it comes to women apprentices?
It's pretty shocking, to be honest with you. I think in 2015, there was 27 women involved in apprenticeships. Now, that's gone up. It's just over 1,000. I think it's 1,017 at the moment.
Wow.
So it's been a big increase. And but there's also been a shift away from, not away from, but to include other apprenticeships besides the what we call the craft apprenticeship. So there are things like property management and insurance and other skills involved now, or other apprenticeships involved. So that's probably more attractive to a broader section of the community and probably a more diverse section of the community.
And Pat, just to go back to when you talk about our school system and maybe a sense of snobbery or how we view academia versus more practical skills, how do we fare compared to other countries when we look at the likes of France and Germany? They see their apprentices in a very different light, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So if you go to Germany, I mean, vocational and academic education is seen on a par. So there, it's not one is better than the other. They're absolutely, it's one or the other. So the whole DAC region, so Germany, Switzerland, Austria, and indeed Le Métier in France is the same. You know, so your carpenter or electrician in some parts of France would be more valued than your local GP, to be quite honest with you. And you know, and one of the things that we used to say in the global world skills business was, you know, there is no economy without skills. You know, you can do without accountants, but you can't really do without, you know, the builder or the electrician or the plumber, you know.
So, Patrick, that's so interesting because I went to school in Cavan, and I guess it was a different tier system. Like, there's different ranges of classes. Like, for me, it was 5 classes. So, like, and it was seen, and it shouldn't have been seen, as top, second top, middle, second bottom, and bottom. And I was in second bottom. I had the best laugh for 5 years, and I managed to get a lot done in it, you know. But a lot of people in my class would have been really good at woodwork and metalwork, and a lot of people at the top were put into the academic side of stuff. So I guess what the question is that it's those people now who are doing woodwork, they have a trade, and this is 20 years later, you know what I mean? They have a phenomenal, fantastic, comfortable life and are still more creative than a lot of people in the academic world. Do you find that?
100%. And look, the real difference is often that the people who opt for apprenticeships, they learn by doing rather than learning by reading. And that's often a differentiator. And we've also seen that, you know, we were traditionally an agriculture-based country. And you know, the oldest son got the land, probably. So if you're from Cavan, Fred, you probably will have experienced this. And then the second guy, probably because, you know, farmers and farmers' sons and daughters were used to doing things hands-on and learning how to build walls or do a bit of basic electricity or plumbing or whatever. And they invariably were the ones who went into skills. But since we've seen a big move off the land, we're getting less of that cohort coming into the apprenticeships. So we're dependent on really the sons and daughters of people who are in the trades to do it, you know. And that can be, you know, apprenticeships can be hairdressing, they can be confectionery, they don't all necessarily need to be bricklaying and welding, you know.
And also I think, Pat, certainly I anecdotally noticed from many of my friends who are tradespeople, it's lucrative.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell this story sometimes. I was talking to a friend of mine recently, and she was mentioning about skills and said, you know, that's not really for our children. And I said, well, I don't agree. I said, it's really lucrative. I said, how much did you pay your accountant last year? And she said, oh, about €600. I said, how much did you pay your hairdresser? How much did you pay your electrician or your plumber when they came around? A lot more than that, I can guarantee you, every single time. So it can be very lucrative, and we have a massive scarcity. Go looking for a builder right now and you won't find one.
Am I too old to do an apprenticeship, Pat?
No, Aidan, we'd love to have you in.
Always need a plan B or another plan A.
Quick, sorry.
I guess with me, who probably works in the comedy industry, I was very lucky to have an apprenticeship with Tommy Tiernan for 2 years, getting to travel with him. And I find something that you talk about there. And the wonderful thing about getting into an apprenticeship is that if you tell someone to do something, they might remember. But if you get them involved, they'll never forget.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And that's the importance I find of what's going on here and how important it is to find an apprenticeship.
Yeah, and then in the US they used to call them the journeyman. And you know, yeah, when you're talking about your experience there, you were the journeyman. You know, so.
Yeah, I still am.
We're all on the journey. Hey Pat, you're going to stay with us because very soon you'll be taking on the pod quiz. We'll see how much you know about many different subjects. Not giving anything away, but for now, Patrick Atkinson, Chadwick CEO. Thanks very much.
This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Ireland's leading builders merchants and home improvement specialists.
It is time for our joke of the week. And as well as a belly laugh, we are playing for the Tool of Dreams. So here's how it works. You send us in your joke. If at the end of the series, it is top of the leaderboard, judged and scored by Mr. Fred Cook, you will win your Tool of Dreams. And that does what it says on the tin. When you go into Chadwick's, what is that tool that you've always desired that you, yes, have in your tool belt or indeed your toolbox and you want to be the envy of everyone on site? If you're top of the leaderboard, you will win the Tool of Dreams. So here's this week's contender. He is Don McCarthy, a retired civil engineer and maybe about to take up a job in full-time comedy. Take it away, Don.
My mother-in-law fell down a wishing well. I was amazed. I never knew they worked.
Good man, Don. Fred, what do you think?
Oh, I loved it. Don, he's hilarious. Just brilliant delivery, right? I'd say, one joke in one sentence. One joke. It's like Tommy Cooper, isn't it? It's like you're back. What's wrong with my back? Or take my mom, please. All those classic jokes.
Wow. That is a good comparison.
Yeah, exactly.
To be compared to Tommy Cooper, Don. Well, the delivery was very good from Don. We like that.
I'd say I think we've a new winner so far. Give Don 8 out of 10.
Okay, yeah. Don, that puts you automatically top of the leaderboard. The highest score before that, 6.5. So you were well in the lead. Don McCarthy, you are one step closer to winning the Tool of Dreams. So if you want to try and beat Don, get a higher score than 8 from Mr. Fred Cook, all you got to do is send us in your joke to go top of the Joker's board. And you can get in touch by sending us a voice note. And you'll find our WhatsApp number in the podcast description.
The Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Get it automatically by clicking the follow button on your podcast app right now.
Joining us now is Dermot Carey, the Director of Safety and Training from the Construction Industry Federation, to continue our conversation on apprentices. Dermot, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
All good. Thanks very much, Aidan. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure. Thanks for being with us. We're learning a lot about apprenticeships this week, and you can fill us in more, Dermot. Firstly, let's start with the government and what they're doing, certainly in recent times, to help promote apprenticeships, because we were hearing from Patrick earlier that they're very much needed.
Absolutely. Apprenticeships are very much needed, and government has been putting a lot of effort in the last number of years to promote apprenticeship and raise awareness in apprenticeship. So Generation Apprenticeship is one of the major initiatives that government have launched in the last 3 or 4 years. And indeed today, one of their initiatives, which is a schools-based initiative, comes to an end, as in the awards, the winners of a competition are going to be announced today. But Generation Apprenticeship is an initiative fronted by Solus. Solus is the training organisation, the national training organisation. But Generation Apprenticeship is targeted at school leavers, career changers, to advise them of what apprenticeship is, what it's all about. And there's a Generation Apprenticeship website. And more recently, the government and Minister Simon Harris, is very positive towards apprentices and wants to promote the apprenticeship generally, and launched the Apprenticeship Action Plan, which is a 4-year action plan starting this year, finishing in 2025, which has 5 major objectives. Ultimately, the principal objective is to promote apprenticeships more, get people to know what apprenticeship is, and outline the career possibilities that are there, and expand the numbers of apprenticeships that are available. So there's a lot being done currently by government to promote apprenticeships.
How many apprenticeship places are available per year?
Well, I suppose that's very much a function of how the economy is doing at any one time, because for an apprenticeship to be available, you need an employer. It's very much unlike CAO, so that people may well be familiar with CAO and university places, that there's an exact number of places every year. That's not the case for apprenticeship. It depends on the number of employers. And I'm just looking in prep, I suppose, for today. I just looked to see how many apprenticeships are currently live. So there's nearly 18,000 apprentices out there currently. And at the height of the boom, when I say boom, we're back in 2008, there were, in any one year, about 8,000 apprenticeships offered. For last year, and I'm skipping 2020, we all know why, because COVID really kind of squared the pitch for everybody there. So there were just over 5,000 new apprentices registered in 2019, and that was a curve that was continually going up. So we expected it to increase, but obviously we got hit with COVID. But I suppose government's target is that there'll be 10,000 apprenticeships available every year in a broad range of careers. And it's 10,000 is the target per year.
Okay, so there's a big drive on to increase numbers and perhaps also maybe change perceptions as well of apprenticeships?
Maybe perceptions is the wrong word, but maybe to educate people on the potential for apprenticeships. I think Irish people are very focused on university, and success looks like a university course, which is not necessarily the case. We'd have many, when I say we, as in the Construction Industry Federation, we'd have many of our members and managing directors and chief executive officers who would have gone through an apprenticeship and learned their trade and the business through an apprenticeship, and now are in very high positions within their own companies, and either they own a company or they're the managing director of companies. So we need to educate people on the potential, but also need to provide them with a broader range of apprenticeships. And that's partially what's been done at the moment as part of the Generation Apprenticeship and Apprenticeship Action Plan, to broaden the appeal of apprenticeships and broaden the choice in relation to apprenticeships.
And what about from the employer side, anyone listening who might want to take on an apprentice, what incentives are there to do that?
Well, I think employers have to see the benefit of apprenticeship in that they can train an individual to work in their business and understand their business. But also, there are currently under an initiative announced last year as part of the July stimulus as a result of COVID. There's what they call the Apprenticeship Incentivization Scheme, whereby any employer who registered an apprentice by the 30th of July, and that's maybe worth announcing again, this 30th of July this year, if they registered their apprentice, there is a €3,000 bonus, or not bonus is the wrong word, but a grant towards that apprentice. But also, and there's a little bit of complexity here in that, particularly anybody in the construction sector and what would be known as the pre-2016 apprentices, which are really all the construction-related apprenticeships, those employers, while the apprentice is off the job, and then you need to understand there's two types of training involved, on the job and off the job. Off the job means that the apprentice is either in a training centre or they're in an institute of technology. And while they're there, their salary or their wage is paid for by the state. So there's quite a good incentive for employers to take on an apprentice.
It's win-win in that regard. And it's important, as you've outlined, that we need to increase the numbers of apprenticeships. Are we also seeing a greater choice in the types of apprenticeships that you can do?
We are indeed, and I think currently, when work began to develop apprenticeships, probably 4 years ago, and increase the number of apprenticeships, there were 25 apprenticeships available, principally in the construction sector. But since then, a lot of work has gone on to create new apprenticeships, and I'm just looking at a list here. So we now have somewhere in the region of 60 apprenticeships in broad areas, such as accounting technician, hairdressing, retail supervision, sales, Lean Sigma operator, geo driller, and indeed within the construction sector, our own organization or organizations within the CIF have completed work on an apprenticeship in scaffolding, which will be launched within the next couple of weeks. And currently we have a group working on an apprenticeship in roofing. So there is a lot more choice there, Aidan, than there was previously. And that level, that choice is beginning to increase and will increase over the coming years as as various different trades and organizations realize the potential of apprenticeship and begin to develop an apprenticeship in their own specific area.
Well, Dermot, thank you so much for joining us and informing us about all that. There's something there for everyone, including people seeking an apprenticeship, but also employers and the benefits they can get from that. So Dermot Carey, the Director of Safety and Training from the Construction Industry Federation, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome, Ed. Thanks for having me on.
Under Construction with Chadwicks. New episodes every Monday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for this week's pod quiz, and our contestant is Chadwicks CEO Patrick Atkinson. Pat, are you ready?
I am ready.
Good, I like it. Nice and calm. You need to get three questions right. You've got 1 minute in which to do it, and if you achieve that, you will be winning for Fergal O'Brien, who's a renewable engineer in Wexford, not the snooker player, I don't believe, unless he's diversified. You'll be winning a song from Fred. Fred, you've got the song ready to go?
I'm ready to go, Aiden.
All right, Fred's going to keep score. Pat, very best of luck. Here we go. What does it mean, Pat, to bleed a radiator?
It means to basically take the air out of it.
Correct. Question two. What should you do before drilling a hole in the wall?
Mark it.
Yeah, you need to do that. I'll accept. Why would you wrap a paintbrush in cling film, Pat?
Stop it from drying out.
Okay, let's move on to rugby because I know you're passionate about that. What country is Lions head coach Warren Gatland from?
Wales.
Oh, I gotta take your first answer. No, it was New Zealand. Okay. What Irish player holds the record for most Celtic League Pro 12 and Pro 14 tries scored? I'll give you options. Is it A, Gordon Darcy, B, Tommy Bowe, or C, Robbie Henshaw?
Oh, okay. Henshaw.
It's Tommy Bowe. All right, okay. Let's squeeze one more in. What should you paint first when you're painting a room? Is it the ceiling, the skirting boards, or the walls?
Ceiling.
Is the right answer. And that is our time up. Pat, I think you did better than you needed to do. Let's find out. Fred, how did he do?
You got four white. You got four white. Sorry.
Four white.
You got four white walls. You got four. Yeah,
four
well done.
Four is good enough for us.
Okay, good.
Okay, but Pat's like, yeah, okay. I'm happy with that. Could have done better. Are you okay, Pat?
Mr. Tommy Bowe on us. Nine.
Yeah, that was a tough enough one. All right, congratulations to Pat. It means Fergal O'Brien, not the snooker player, the renewable engineer, gets his song from Mr. Fred Cook.
You've reached Fergal O'Brien's phone, so leave a message after the tone. Now I got back, now don't you fear, cause I'm Wexford's best engineer. Come on, leave a message.
This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
That's our podcast for you this week. Thanks to Patrick Atkinson, the CEO of Chadwicks, and Dermot Carey, the Director of Safety and Training from the Construction Industry Federation. Before we go, as always, Fred, what did you learn this week?
Aid, what I learned this week is you'll always get paid when you own your own trade.
Nicely said. Well, we're back with another podcast next Monday. Remember, you can hit the follow button to get Under Construction every week. From me, Aidan Power, and Mr. Fred Cook, have a great week.
The Under Construction podcast is produced by dustpod.ie for Chadwicks, Ireland's leading builders merchants company, where you can choose from the best products and expert advice to get the job done. Drop into any of our 40-plus stores nationwide or visit us online at chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks, let's get it done.